time for another episode of Halicast, the weekly Pendragon discussion podcast brought to you by Halastar Forums. Come check us out at www.halastar.ca.gs. And now, please welcome your hosts, VL, Frelf, and Cinnamon.
That's right, we're back with Halicast.
We missed last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really?
No way.
Last week. The reason we didn't record last week, we should probably explain to you guys, we really had absolutely no time to record.
I work all weekend, and it didn't work.
That and, like, seriously, I think we should have, like, two episodes, then a break, then two episodes, just to keep ideas more fresh.
Yeah, because it's really hard to do a podcast a week when you've got as little material as the Pendragon series does, which it really does. I mean,
not really little material, little news, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really tired. I don't want to talk that much.
Me too, actually.
It's 8:58. What time is it?
It's 5 to 9.
Yes, but I've been up since 7:30.
Oh my goodness.
And I was up till 3.
I woke up at 7, had to go to work, and then worked until, like, what? 2? So you can't be tired at all.
Yeah, but I also got 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I had to work all day, and you didn't.
Can we maybe just get on with... Yeah, we are doing a podcast here.
Oh, sorry, guys.
There's this thing called recording, and it's doing that.
I'm sorry, guys. I get off topic too much. I should just stop talking, because my eyes are hurting.
Don't even
right
compare
now.
Yourself to getting off topic to this one over here.
Okay. You can say my name. I have a name, you know.
Frel Taylor.
Off topic. Captain off topic. Sorry. Anyways, we have zero news this week in Pendragon, except Halinet, we do have a bit of news. The Halicam Design Contest, for those of you who don't know what that is and aren't subscribed to our wonderful Halastore newsletter, that's started. Basically, we are selling in Halastore to be released on, I don't know what date. I've got to check this newsletter thing here.
You don't even remember
it? I don't remember. I put it in the newsletter and I don't remember it.
Okay, we should really be more prepared.
You see this everywhere.
Basically,
yeah.
In Halastore.
Maybe because we should be really prepared.
In Halastore, starting on December 23rd, we will be selling the Flip Mino Halicam, which is. Let's roll along. Anyways, the Flip Mino camera is a really popular small little camera. It's a digital camcorder, and if you haven't seen it, it's a ultra thin and pocket sized camcorder with a handy USB arm that flips out and hooks up to your PC or Mac, charges the battery. It records 60 minutes of VGA quality video. It's very, very good quality. It's and we'll be selling those starting December 23rd. On Halastore for $179.99.
That's a lot of money. Actually, no, it's not, because I can buy a camera.
It's not a lot of money.
Actually, that's pretty cheap. That is really cheap.
Compared to what you would pay for a decent camera on the market today, that is not a lot of money.
Actually, I'm so buying that. Oh my goodness.
I will be too. I guarantee you I will buy one. High five. And while this is expensive, it is definitely a product that is well worth the money.
Yes.
However, because VL is no graphic designer, VL needs... And while I do design everything for Halastore, I need someone to design something for me for the camera. So, we will be holding a contest. And if you wish to enter, send an email to halinet@gmail.com for rules and a template. We will send you a template to build your design on. And there are specific rules on that template, because you can't just send us a design and expect us to put it on the store. It has to be designed specifically for this camera, because there are specifications and all this. Use programs such as Photoshop, GIMP, PaintShop Pro, or just MS Paint. And, yeah, feel free to just draw yourself a picture, scan it on, and just make sure it fits the template. The winning design will be featured on the camera. All other designs will be showcased on Halastore. And submissions are due on December 1st. Send us an email, as I said, to halicast@gmail.com, and I will give you some rules and the template and all that fun stuff, and then you can submit your design by December 1st. So, that's all that's up for Halicam. And another Halinet news, the main site's going to be released soon.
Yeah!
High fives are really popular on this show.
Yeah. Only because of me, I started this.
Wait, we got to go for that triangle thing again.
Boom!
We did that before and we played an explosion in the background.
Yeah, except I forgot to
it got cut a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, yeah, that main site, if you want to see it right now, shall I release the... No, you know what? I'm going to wait until the final product is done to give the URL. That site has been worked on relentlessly for months by Kwazuku, who is our senior coder, member of our senior staff for Helenet.
Go, Kwazuku.
Yeah. And also a reminder to everyone to check out Secret Saint Dane on House There.
Yeah.
Wait, they can't see me. Oh my goodness.
And I have some personal news, actually. Guess what?
What?
See this pin that I'm wearing right now?
Are you Leak?
Yes! I bought the Leak pin. Do you remember back in, I think it was episode, like, 1, or maybe 2, I don't remember what episode
it was.
It was
really early.
Really early, and I said, someday I will buy a Leak pin, and I have achieved that, I have bought the Leak pin. I'm wearing it right now, it's so nice.
Well, there goes all your life goals.
Oh, that's
neat. I also bought a mouse pad, a Halastar Forms mouse
it
pad.
It smells bad.
Yeah, it smells horrible. But I love
it. Yes, because you
it's
know,
amazing.
When you get a mouse pad, you naturally have to smell it.
But when I opened the package, it just sort of exploded out.
Tired for Elf is fun for Elf. Anyway.
But it's really, these products, if you would like to buy them, check them out at www.cafepress.com/Halinet, which is the Halastar. I keep forgetting to plug that. Sign up for our newsletter. There's a link on the side of that page that you can do so. And, yeah, you can get yourself a nice, beautiful Halastar mouse pad like I have here for $10.99, which is a little bit much for a mouse pad, but hey. Or you can get a beautiful Are You Leak pin like I'm having, like I'm wearing right now.
Can't really see it.
For $3.49, which is a lot for a pin, but they are worth it. They are beautiful.
They are.
I'm shocked.
They're a little bit big.
They are big, but they're nice.
I would wear one all the time if I had one. You should have bought a 10-pack.
Yeah, because I'd like to pay $20 for a 10-pack of...
Everybody, they're $21. Buy them and give them to all your friends, even if they don't understand it. They're amazing.
And then send some to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so cheap.
VL wasn't... I'm seriously getting one of those cards so I can buy one, because I want one. Myself.
Yeah, if you would like to... If you're looking for a credit card... And I'm just going to plug MasterCard here a little bit. If you, I don't know.
What's in your wallet?
That's Capital One. But I'm pretty sure you can get these in the States.
I want it.
It's they have these things called vanilla MasterCards, and they're just like they're just cards that you can buy, and that's how I get mine because I don't have a credit card, and you can find them at I got mine at a card store, so. Check them out. Ask your local retailers if they have them, because they're useful. And that's how I get my Leak pen and my mouse pen. So available in $25, $50, and $100 denominations.
We should have to get paid for this.
We should. What?
What's it say?
What's what say? Halastar
Forms. With the year.
With 2008.
You definitely got to change that.
Yeah, in 2009 it will be edited to 2009. Anyways, we're plugging Halastar a lot here. Halastar is great.
I want you to buy it.
Good. Almost every,
you don't get anything for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, every product actually that you buy on Halastar, you add a dollar. Your friendly neighborhood Halastar gets a dollar.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
We get a dollar. Not a dollar. We get some kind of commission from every sale you make. From every purchase that you make. So if you buy something from the store... If we get up to $25, they send us a check in the mail for $25.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh my goodness.
Although we've
guys,
sold.
Guys, buy.
We've sold 3 things so far. So
4
come
things.
Come on, come on.
Okay,
you got 2.
I bought 2. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Buy. Buy, buy now. Yeah. Now.
There's lots of fun stuff that you can get on Halastar. Anyways, how far are we in here? Ooh, almost 10 minutes.
Sweet.
Sweet.
That's mine, Fred.
Any other fun news?
I smell barbecue sauce. That's pretty fun.
Okay, that means it's time to move on. In this show, basically, we have got a territory talk coming up soon right now on Velox and Ibarra.
Great! More iPod time.
No, you can talk with us on this one. You read the 4th book.
Yeah. Wait, which one's Ibarra?
You didn't read that book yet.
Wait, no, which one is that?
You didn't read that one.
You didn't read it.
No, but which one
the
is
Pilgrim's
it?
The Pilgrim's Rain. Book 8.
Okay. I just wanted to know which one it was. You guys didn't tell me.
And a circle of cleats. Wow, I just made that. I whistled on that S. And
I thought we were going to rename it.
And no, a circle of Quillian on
Neva and Saint Dane.
That one I get to.
Unfortunately, this week there is no Quillian games.
Because I'm not being the guinea pig again.
Because
wait, what did I say? What did I comment on?
It's okay, Ralph.
Oh, I'm so tired. I thought we were talking about the Quillian games there.
Okay, and the Quillian games. There will be no Quillian games this week because Cinnamon doesn't want to do it again. And the person that was supposed to do it, I forgot to tell them a time. And so, yeah. I'm sorry, you know who you are, who was
supposed
to do
that.
Plus,
it's like, probably, well, in Eastern time, it would be like...
It's 8.
8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, if you're not...
We were out for a while.
We were out. Don't worry, we're not completely antisocial.
Well, because if... what were we doing?
Partying.
Yeah.
We were partying, guys.
Just partying, right. Anyways, totally. So we should probably push on.
Yep.
With our circle plea, because we have got a jam-packed show ahead of us.
I thought it was Territory
Talk, right? Sorry. We've got a jam-packed show ahead of us. So we will see you coming up soon on Territory Talk.
Get ready for some Territory Talk. Each week, the Halicasters will take one territory of Hala and discuss it for your listening pleasure. What's up this week?
And we're back with Territory Talk!
Territory Talk!
And nothing from Frank.
He's extremely uncooperative today.
Yeah. I don't want to be doing this right now.
Well, that's good.
I guess I probably should move closer to the mic.
You should. Yeah.
Or just yell like she does.
I do, because I'm cool.
She's like 4 feet away from the mic, but she's still yelling, so it works.
Yay!
Anyways, today on Territory Talk... We are discussing...
Where's my hat?
What are we discussing today?
Milos
and Ibera.
Hey, guys, I read that book. Actually,
you read one of them.
I read the Veloxes one.
Yeah. Velox and Ibera.
After we start to get into spoilerific stuff, do you want to keep talking? Tell me
when you're going to get into spoilerific stuff, because I don't want to be spoiled.
Okay. Well...
I'm assuming the whole segment might just
be... mostly.
Spoilers, but,
just to rehash over the details of these two territories, Velox is a place.
Place like
Velox, as we know, yeah,
is a real cool place.
It's like Second Earth, sort of, except
I think it's pretty cool.
Except it's got these big pyramids everywhere that Dr. Zetlin made. Well, he didn't make them; he designed them. He invented the concept. People can go in their little sleeping tubes and dream a dream, and
I would do that.
Yeah, except you die because they all died.
Well, yeah, but if they didn't all die... If it was a really cool... Like, I don't know. It reminds me of China. How they went... You know how they sleep in hotels and they're little pod things?
Anyway.
Right! That's what I thought when I read the book.
And so Velox has people called faders and vetters and... We haven't really talked about life like much on this show.
No. I'm the only cooler. I go to Velox just to get away from it all, and I'm the coolest guy there, so they just call me the cooler.
You're sounding stupider and stupider with every word that
comes
out of your
mouth. No, I'm not stupid. I'm just cool.
I'm wearing a really cool hat, guys.
Red and yellow.
To be honest,
Halloween!
I don't care.
Can we please get back on topic?
I'm not in a good enough mood to care what I say today.
Yeah. Back on topic. And Velox, we've pretty much spoken as much about Velox as we can. It was declared a victory on Saint Dane the Traveler's Azhekillian. She
failed epically.
Wait,
yeah.
I thought they win.
Victory for Saint Dane. Saint Dane.
No, I didn't realize that. I forgot that part.
Yeah, he was posing as Dr. Sever.
Not my fault. I haven't read these books forever.
He was posing as Dr. Sever. He was posing as Dr. Sever, who
Choking.
Was one of the Lifelight directors and sort of took over the world.
Fun time.
Yes, fun times.
No.
Not at all. Anyway, and this is when you might want to go back in a way for spoiler reasons.
You know what? I have to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to meet Saint Dane, I'd be like Spader. I'd go crazy.
And like punch the times in the face.
This is kind of off topic.
Yeah, I know, but this is what I have to say.
Cool.
And then I'm going to go.
Okay.
Just calm yourself.
See you later. Cynthia's going to make cookies.
Name's Vol.
I'm not going to make cookies.
Yeah, God.
Go make cookies.
Gosh. Vol. Oh my God.
Just because my name's Cinnamon doesn't mean I have to make cookies.
Oh, cinnamon cookies. Go make those. No, not the chicken.
I'm going. God.
We have a large green. I should probably explain. We have a large green fluffy chicken that we throw around sometimes, and she was going to throw it at me.
He replaced, what's his name?
Was it Wilbert? No. Humphrey. We lost Humphrey. Most likely to the dog. Anyway, Ibarra.
Ibarra.
As we know is... You got your headphones in there?
Yeah.
Several hundred years in the future of Velox. And, so basically what happened after...
Isn't it only, like, 300?
Several hundred, yeah.
That's I know, but I wanted to be, like, more specific.
Okay, I think it's
more
300.
More specific.
Well, let's check Halowiki. I don't know my times in Pendragon stuff. Entertain them for a while. Not entertaining?
Hey, it was somebody's birthday today. Who's?
Somebody's birthday? Let's go find out.
No, not on the forum. Somebody we know.
Oh. Never mind that.
Oh, I remember.
You don't need it.
No, can I please give a shout out?
No.
Okay, fine.
Because they don't know you.
So? I want to give a shout out to my brother.
Okay. Ralph's brother's birthday is today.
He's not my legitimate brother, but I call him my brother. Him and his other brother.
No, he's not. Oh, anyway, we are so off topic. Velox, it's in the future of Velox by 300 years. Ralph is correct. Basically after St. Dane took over Velox and all that stuff, Azure Killian came up with the plan to dispatch everyone to the island of Ibarra, everyone who wasn't in the Lifelight Pyramid, who grew over time to be called Flighters, and Azja took all these people over to, in a couple hundred years, be taken back to recolonize Rubik City after Lifelight had died out, and they were going to be called the Pilgrims of Rain. Simple enough. Right?
Yeah.
However, things went wrong, and the Flighters attacked, because St. Dane was in... Well, you've read the book. So, yeah, what is on Ibarra?
Nothing.
There's a town called Rain, ruled by the Tribunal.
But no, not anymore.
Yep. Still the Tribunal.
No, I thought, what's your name?
Vigo. Yeah, that's right. The island got given to Vigo. We never saw that through to the end, though, so we don't know if it actually happened or not. It could have been a hollow threat.
A what?
A hollow threat. Vigo actually might have never reached the island.
Yeah, but the Dados would have.
Yes, they would have. And the Tribunal, as we know, consists of Genj, Momin, Dre, and Bobby.
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 Hey, Bobby.
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 Bobby. My British accent is disgusting. And, so yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. Dre. Drea. Drea. I say Dre. Who knows? And some other stuff on Ibarra. There's really nothing on Ibarra. It's exactly the same as Velox. There's Rubidi. Which is the island that Rubik City is.
Well, not
on.
Really exactly the same. It's more dead.
Yeah, it's the same it's the same world, just dead. Because when you think about it, continents and stuff aren't going to shift around in 300 years.
That would be cool. They went to Ibarra before they lost Velox.
What would that be like? It's one of those time paradox things. It'd still be in the future, but it'd be completely different.
I guess not really, because when Bobby started his quest, Velox was already on that path.
But technically, it still brings in the whole idea maybe St. Dane is doing what is the way it was meant to be, which is a common theory, because he's keeping it on track, and Press was actually trying to throw it off track. That's a common theory.
Did you ever play Dark Cloud 2?
No.
Okay, this is just kind of bringing this up, but like, there's like this villain that goes around and destroys the origin points of history.
Mm-hmm.
All the important places, and by fixing it, they rewrote history for the better, and I figured it was all because of this villain. So what if that's pretty kind of what it is?
Yeah.
We'll find a way to rewrite history for the better.
Like I said, this sort of gives proof to the fact that if they went to Ibarra before that, it would probably have been the same.
Yeah, it was already down that road.
Yeah, because St. Dane was just putting it where it was supposed to be, and Press was actually doing the wrong thing.
Okay, wait, what?
Can you stop playing with things, please?
Lifelight is completely St. Dane.
Really?
There's no way it would have been created without St. Dane being alive.
He pushed Dr. Zetlin to...
He brought him the forge that made it.
We don't know for sure that Lifelight's made from forge.
Didn't it say that?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
It hinted at it. It didn't actually say it flat out.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. We're checking HaloWiki again here.
No, but I was pretty sure that, like, he described him creating it. It was like a...
It has been implied that Lifelight had made a forge. It has not been actually revealed. Yes. Anyway, but that does shed some light on that theory. We didn't really talk about Velox very much. Velox, basically, is sort of like Second Earth when you think about it. And it's only more... It's really only more high-tech in the...
It's only because different people were born that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only in, like... It's only in Lifelight that technology is really more advanced than Second Earth. Because, I mean, we see normal cars, we see streetlights, we see buildings and all this. But the Lifelight, I mean, they have Gloid, which was built to feed them while they were in Lifelight. They absorb it through their... Never mind.
I'm pretty sure we could do something like that if we really wanted to, but we just don't have a need for it.
Yeah. Because if they did do something like that, I mean, this is completely right. We would get... People have addictive personalities. They would...
No, I mean Gloid.
Oh, I thought you meant Lifelight. Well, yeah, we could do Gloid, too. Gloid would be disgusting, though.
There's so much stuff we could really do, we just don't really have the need for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if we really tried to, we could make, like, those air globes.
Mm-hmm.
Be hard, but we could do it.
And also, municipalities of Velox... Come on, work. I hate this laptop.
The crap top, if you will.
There's countries like... I don't care. It is a crap top. There are several countries on Velox. The Ibilic Federation. Ibilic. Why do they make these words so hard to pronounce?
Because they're supposed to be like completely different languages than English.
That's the largest country, the Ibilic Federation. It's the largest country. And
where does the...
Also the most powerful.
Oh, Kandra's where the other one.
Yeah, the location of the reality bug and the book. And I'm assuming Ibarra, the island of Ibarra, is probably also a part of Kanda.
Well, how long did it take them to get from point A to point B?
Not long. If you read in Pilgrims of Rain, it says when they went on the boat from Ibarra to Rubidi, it really wasn't that long.
Okay, I just can't remember how long it took them.
The Kingdom of Sea is the smallest country with a population of 651. And the Principle of Delix is another small country, which is... It's basically the technology center where Vader's inventors are trained to work in Lifelight. All of the countries use an identical time measurement system measured in units, which are all roughly equal to 1 minute. What else do we know about Velox? Their currency is wrists. We do not know their former traveler, which...
Do you think we really do?
Is that one anyone?
I don't know.
I think it might be, because...
No,
because
aren't travelers... They don't have a significant impact in the history unless... Or wasn't it...
Saint Dane manipulated him, though. Azja had a significant impact on the history, and that could come into play, because on Ibarra, everybody knew Azja Killian. Nobody knew Dr. Zetlin, but on Velox, everybody knew Dr. Zetlin. What if Zetlin was the traveler? He fits the stereotype. I mean, we've never heard about his parents. We've never heard about... He wasn't adopted. He was,
you know what I mean,
born and lived in the Principle of Delix. He has never once been... He was a prodigy, first off. He was a genius. He fits the stereotype of travelers being different. And he definitely could have, because he could have been pushed by Saint Dane to do that. And I think in the
next... What was it they said about the travelers being illusions, and then they're made, like, they don't have a significant impact in the planet or in
Azja
the
did.
History.
Kasha did on her community.
I think that's kind of different, though, because, like, I don't know. Just by living your life the way you would normally as a traveler, I don't think you have impact.
You wouldn't, but...
Or is it you don't have impact on other territories' histories?
Right. And I think we're going to find out who all the former travelers were in Book 10, whenever.
Hopefully.
That... Oh, that's coming out May 12th. It's my birthday.
Hey, it's Beef Day.
Beef Day.
Happy Beef Day, you big stupid fart. Don't remember that picture?
Yeah, I remember that picture. Also, so the relationship between the two territories. What else did I have here on our little notepad file? We already talked about how Velox was transitioned into Ibarra. We've talked about people, we've talked about places. The difference in civilizations. Ibarra had obviously had electricity, but
it was very
tropical, and it was almost like,
well, think of it. The ancient Greeks had running water.
Yeah, they had basic necessities.
They didn't have electricity. They had lights, though. Wasn't that the way it worked?
Yeah, but
they used a gas type thing to light it.
No, I think that was Elon. It was implied that the Ibarrans had electricity.
Okay.
Traveler on Ibarra is Siri Remudi, preceded by Jen Remudi, which is kind of strange that they named a guy Jen, but, you know, different language. I always called him Yen, not Jen, but then somebody corrected me once on the forums.
I always just called him Remudi.
Yeah. What does people have to say on the forums on this? There's got to be a Velox Ibarra thread, come on.
I'm pretty sure I had one on the last forum.
Gotta be one on here somewhere. Probably People, Places, and Things, Second Earth, and if it's not in there, I'm gonna be mad. Yeah, it's not in there, oh well. How are we doing for time here? Oh, we're at 15 minutes for this segment.
Let's keep going, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
The future of the two territories. What do we think is going to happen in the future?
IDK might be a good show.
Get out of my stuff. Thank you. Prof enjoys digging in my personal belongings while he's podcasting.
I'll put all your junk away.
Thank you. So the future of the two territories. What do you see happening in the future for them? Because technically, Velox still exists.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to Velox, right? I mean, they went to Velox in Pilgrims of Brain.
So wait.
Actually, you know what? It doesn't really. It does still exist. I mean, I think we are going to go back to Hala, but how are the travelers going to get there? Because they're in that place.
Hey, on Velox, what kind of weapons did they have? I'm just.
None. We never heard of any weapons.
No, but do you think they have? Could you go to Velox and make them take electric rods and, like, just guard them until the day the Datos came?
Probably, but on Velox, we know they did have that. What was it? The big gun thing on Ibarra, the military thing, because Ibarra used to be a military base, and it came out of the water and shot at the ships.
Okay. Yeah.
So we do know that they had some kind of weaponry. Anyway. Pretty sure this is about all we can kick out of this dead horse.
Well, you know, Nintendo's philosophy.
You say that every single time. Like, I'm not joking.
You beat
every
the dead
single
horse long
segment.
Enough, you get some movement.
Oh, well. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on Velox and Ibarra, we would love to hear them. Please forward them on to halocast@gmail.com, you know the address. And we would especially like it if you sent us a voicemail, preferably in MP3 or WMA format, to halocast@gmail.com. Sound good?
Sounds good.
So, up next, we are going to push on for the Circle of Klee. It's time for a Halocast roundtable discussion. Join our hosts as they tackle a topic in the Pendragon series on
The Circle of Klee. And it's the Circle of Klee, which I'm not going to be here for again, because spoilers are spoilers, and, well...
The Circle of Klee.
I just said that, Brett.
Now you do your...
No, I don't want to.
Okay, well, Ralph is still being lazy.
Can you hear me from here?
I hope not.
I hope so.
Okay. Anyway, today on the Circle of Klee, we are talking about
Saint Dane. Just Saint Dane, please.
Saint Dane and Neva.
No.
Neverwinter.
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 So it's like like I go never, and he goes winter, and it's pretty funny actually. I think it's hilarious.
If you were there for the New Year's plot last year, you'll understand.
I was never winter.
Anyway, and this year's New Year's plot is getting, it's intense. It's in the works. We're really stoked.
Is it?
It is.
Alright, it is.
Right, it is. You know about it.
I'm sorry, my mind kind of decided.
Your mind exploded?
Again? Yeah, actually, I think I have the world record of the most times a mind has exploded.
Exploded.
Explode. A space.
Your explode. Head explode.
Right.
Like,
probably get on topic.
Good
like,
idea.
Track anyway, you know.
Frelf just got us on topic.
Oh my god.
Yes, I know, I'm broken. Let's go.
Okay, on Circle of Klee, we're going to talk about Saint Dane and Neva, which I'm going to leave now, because...
No, you can stay for a while.
No, but I'm going to get spoiled, and I don't want to get spoiled. I'll be like the meat that Maple Leaf put out or something.
Okay. That was E. coli.
No, it was Listeria, which is everywhere.
Well, it was
okay,
salmonella.
All meat has Listeria in it.
It was either E. coli or salmonella.
Salmonella was in the bean sprouts a couple years back.
No, it wasn't.
Salmonella
I'm sure
was
in
the bean sprouts a couple years back.
Well,
I know.
I know for a fact it was Listeria. Because my mom works with...
Okay, back on topic!
If you fell out of that one, I was going to laugh. Anyway. Circle of Clean, Neva and Saint Dane. What do we know about Neva Saint Dane? Neva and Saint Dane.
I don't think Dane's
nothing
evil.
That she should probably hear.
Go lie down.
With your headphones in.
Don't! I'm not a dog!
Go sit down,
hey,
then. Sit. Sit. Go get a treat.
Want a treat? You want a treat?
Want a treat? Over there.
Stop it! They're being mean.
Alex does that same thing to me all the time.
This is getting
What's that? Want a treat? Over there. Go get it.
This is getting so off topic. But there's a party for Cinnamon over there, so.
Is it a fun party? Mm,
there's a
yes.
party in my mouth, and everybody's throwing up.
Yum.
Okay.
I'm not giving you another piece of gum.
I'm being serious.
Yes.
Seriously, we gotta talk about this. So.
Seriously, I'm gonna.
So, never. What's never?
Never winter.
Actually, I wanna touch on St. Dane a bit.
So, how much are we gonna have to trim out of this segment?
There we go.
Do you wanna keep it? I think it'd be really fun to keep it. Anyway, let's go. So, you were talking about St. Dane.
St. Dane. We should talk about, like, his.
No, and it's like me holding a microphone.
Okay, well, we should talk about his possible motivation, his motif.
Oh.
He's trying to create the natural
way
of Hallow.
Because that's one of the biggest ongoing debates, and we actually talked about this in Territory Talk earlier.
I think, in the end, it might work out to be better. Maybe he is a good guy, and
right.
The only way he could get the travelers to change it for the better is...
So Saint Dane is just... What do you think? Is he good? Is he evil? Because there's two different viewpoints. He could be doing the right thing, and Press was teaching the travelers to do the wrong thing. Or maybe Saint Dane is doing the wrong thing, and Press is... What do you think?
Well, it's a combo.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like...
Oh my god. You hear that?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my brother practicing his music.
Music is a bit of a stretch. That's terrible.
Yeah.
But true.
I'm a saxophone player. I can rip on other saxophone players. In any case, Saint Dane obviously is on the opposite side of Bobby. Bobby could change to be on Saint Dane's side, but for now he's on the different side. Correct?
Correct.
They're opponents. He's Bobby's opposition. So.
He's the step in beyond Bobby's Harper.
Ha!
That's a lame Canadian politics.
The Americans don't get it.
Reference that none of them will get.
I think
Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, Halloween is coming up, but this is really not the time to talk about that. Anyway, I think it would have been scary, though, if the Bloc Quebecois was the opposition. Anyway.
Freaking block
Canadian politics here. We are Saint Dane, right? What has he? Obviously, he was pushing for the convergence. He's done it. So, what's he gonna do now? What does he want to continue to do it.
He thinks that, hey, didn't they say that the only time Saint Anne can be defeated is when he truly thinks he won?
Yeah.
He now thinks that he won.
He thinks that he's won.
He thinks Bobby's gone forever, and he thinks that the convergence is permanent now.
Right, so now they can come back and kill him.
You know that they can avoid this whole thing by, like, going to First Earth?
And by being like, yeah, Saint Anne, you won. We're throwing in the towel. Good job. And then just come right back at him and kill him.
Or go to First Earth and destroy all remnants of Forge and then destroy Namir's ring.
What if they just destroyed all of Halla? I mean, really, why don't they just...
That would delete the purpose of trying to save Halla.
Well, it would stop Saint Anne from getting it. Hey, I'm just thinking practically.
So where did the Exiles go?
The Exiles?
That's not really
not
the same
on topic.
Thing, is it?
Neva. Let's talk about Neva Winter.
Winter.
Neva Winter.
No, it's Neva Winter.
Daughter of Ellie Winter. Well, adopted daughter. Traveler from Quillen. Or old traveler from Quillen. She's no longer the traveler from Quillen. Ellie is the traveler from Quillen. Neva's sort of just like floating out there like Saint Anne.
Yeah, because if she's no longer a traveler per se, then that means that Saint Anne could be from any territory, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, Neva's kind of intriguing in the fact that she can change shape, like Saint Anne, which is unusual. We've never heard of a traveler being able, other than Saint Anne,
to
change
shape.
I said
before, the bad guys have certain powers and the good guys have certain powers.
Yeah. But I think it has something more to do with the fact that she knows something and Saint Anne knows something that the rest of the travelers don't. Whether that is just simply about powers or something about Halla's past that... Here I go with my ancients theory again.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
I don't like it that much anymore either. I mean, hey, if the shoe fits. Also, so, Neva.
Neva.
Do you think she's going to come back to the Traveler's side?
I don't know. Okay, actually, this is one question. You think Courtney's dead for good?
No.
Is she gone forever?
But can we go back to Neverwinter?
No, this is going to factor in.
Okay, no,
Do you think there's any future for Bobby and Lore?
No.
There seemed to be a bit of a spark when Neva was Tilo. Do you think that was all acting?
Hmm?
Or Tello?
No, exactly. That's
do you think
thing.
That was all acting?
No, I don't think.
Do you think that's persuaded her to come back?
But was Bobby... Did Bobby, like...
And, like, when they were in the
Tellio, or did Bobby like Neva? Was Bobby in love with Tellio or Neva?
We didn't know it was Neva.
Exactly. He liked Tellio, not Neva.
Was but she acting, or was she...
I don't think she was. That's the thing. Because she's starting to feel... But I think it had more to do with not just like a not a romantic relationship, but with the fact that Bobby, I think she just started. It was less of she liked him, but she was starting to sympathize with him. She saw that he was a person, that they were people too. That she understood their views, and that's going to be a big turning point in that she is in the last second going to go back to them and redeem herself and help the travelers.
But like even when like I was trying to say, the helicopter,
mm-hmm.
like
and
when
she
dropped Namir,
and she told him not to. That was genuine concern. That wasn't just like her lying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she hates Saint Anne. I think she likes what he stands for, but she hates him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, he's a very oppressive person. We saw that at the end of Pilgrims of Rain. And we saw that, I mean, all the time, whenever they're together, which is not very often, but he's always telling her what to do and ordering her around. And I mean, he pulled her hair at the end of Pilgrims of Rain. Just because. Mm. Or maybe... See, I don't know. Maybe she is right, Saint Anne is right, and they're going to join them, and...
It all goes down to what do they know that the others don't.
Right. And Neva is extremely smart, and she's able to do that, and for someone that's smart like that to just break like that, and... tell him, no, that's wrong, don't do that. It just seems like she's so... She understands that what she's doing is wrong. Which also sheds some light on the fact that Saint Anne's probably in the wrong. And proves the press is bad theory wrong.
So they can time travel.
Yeah, they can.
Per se, they can pick when Slim drops them off.
Yeah.
All of them can time travel, they just can't really control it.
They can't say, like, I want to be on First Earth at 235 AD.
Now, the Flume drops you off at the time where you need it. He was needed at First Earth. Why? How come when he tried to go to Second Earth, he wasn't sent to First Earth?
Who knows? Who knows?
They're like separate territories, but they're connected?
Yeah. By time. Not I think he would have needed that power that Saint-Denis never had.
What's going to happen when First Earth hits 2008? Or not even 2008, he's like 1990. Is that when he was, when Bobby was born?
Something like that.
Roughly around that?
Roughly. It was in the 90s.
Will Bobby be born? What will happen there?
I don't think so.
Mark be born?
I think Courtney and Mark will be. I don't think Bobby will be. And that's why the Acolytes aren't supposed to travel. But Bobby is a traveler. It doesn't matter.
That was the whole, like, multiple entry things for Mark.
Yeah.
On the third Earth computer.
Yeah. And he... I don't think Bobby will be born. I think First Earth and Second Earth...
You think his parents will be there, though?
No, I don't think they will. I don't think anything pertaining to Bobby Pendragon will exist. Because by the time First Earth reaches 2008, or just say 2000, I mean, Second Earth will be in, like, 2063. Wait, is that right?
I don't know.
37. 2000, I don't know. Say it was in 2000. No, it wasn't. It wouldn't be exactly that. But if the years are exact... Anyway, we're so off topic. Neva and St. Dane.
So yeah, that it really explains how... Like, I can't remember who was arguing with me about that, like...
Probably me.
No, it was somebody on the old forum. Where I said how St. Dane said that he's been there since the beginning.
I think
he's been on the territories pulling the strings since the beginning.
Yeah.
And it really just explains it, just he's been time traveling way to the beginning.
Right, exactly.
Which really shows that he is mortal.
He could say, I've been there from the beginning.
Say he's only had his plan in effect for a week before Bobby found out about being a traveler.
But because
he can go way back, it's like he was always there.
His plan could have been in effect for a day now, but because he can go in the past, he can mess with their minds so much. But are the Travels immune to that, the whole time travel thing?
They are.
Yeah. He can mess with the minds of the people on the territory, but not the Travelers.
No, but think about it, though. They were born into this world that he created. Changes that he made were there since they were born, right? So, they're not immune to things like that.
Mm-hmm. Seems like they're only immune once they know.
Yeah.
Which goes back to my theory that I think once Bobby knows, I think him and St. Dane are... Not the same person, they're related. Not related as in family, but...
I think he's...
Related as in, like, they're...
From the same territory, maybe?
From the same, like, idea, that they're the same sort of... You know?
I think St. Dane was supposed to be the traveler from Second Earth, but because...
Crestuck instead?
No, like how, like the whole thing with Neva went down. Maybe he was supposed to be where Bobby is.
But he was too scared.
No.
That's what happened with Ellie.
Maybe he chose a life of evil. And so Bobby had to be chosen.
Maybe that's why he hates Bobby.
Bobby's his replacement.
We can draw a lot of parallels between Bobby and St. Dane, I mean. They're both... people. Okay, we can't draw parallels.
Presumably both male. Probably know St. Dane's true form could be a...
Yeah, how do we know that... How do we know that his true form is that? What if it's something else?
What if it's press?
No, we've seen them in the same place together before. Wait. Have we?
Yeah. The subway?
You're right.
But... Think of it this way. St. Dane can be in two places at once. He can do one thing, then use the flume to go back.
Can he split himself? Be two
he
things?
Can go, well, he can make time copies of himself.
Mm-hmm.
He could have led Bobby to the flume as press,
Then when he went through it right after Bobby, he goes back to Second Earth.
That would explain why he needed to get Press's being out of the way, too.
Okay, it was getting too hard. Just keep, because to he make all the time keep... duplicates. Because then, like, he could have gone back in time and, like, then played through the whole events as St. Dane.
Mm-hmm. But Press would still be there.
Because of the time copy.
Mm-hmm. It also seems to go back to time.
Because when you think about the time thing and how you can make copies of yourself through time travel, like, I know time travel isn't
real, but...
Well, it... You know,
it could be.
Because you can do this theoretically, he can be everywhere at once.
There can be a million St. Danes. Everyone can.
And I think I brought that up where he's... Where, like, he was in two places at once at, when you think about it, because, like...
Yeah, he was on Ibarra, and he was also...
Because, like, yeah, and he was on, like, Second Earth.
But never on the same territory, that's the thing. What if he's all the travelers? What if all the travelers are just copies of St. Dane doing different things?
I don't think that far. But I think he could be anybody. Anybody throughout the whole series. As a time copy, almost. Like, you know what I mean?
He could be Neva, he could be...
I think he played through all the events as the people... Then came in as St. Dane.
I don't think so. That would be a lot.
Where did he get the title St. Dane, though? It seems
that's
like a title, not a name.
No, it is a title. Like, definitely. But, because that's where I think my ancient theory comes in. Is that explains...
I think his Dane is a legitimate name in...
Dane is a name.
In Earth.
Dane is a name.
I know, exactly. Exactly.
So...
Maybe he thinks he's a saint by doing all this.
That seems like it comes too much from Lord Voldemort, though.
Not really. I think his name is Dane, and he thinks that he's doing the work that needs to be done.
Maybe he is a
therefore
saint.
Calling himself a saint.
Maybe.
Well, he obviously gave himself the title.
Not necessarily. We don't know about his past, and that's one thing that we're also going to learn about in the 10th book.
I think that they should make a complete shocker of the Third Traveler's book and, like, put St. Dane in
it. St. Dane's history. I would love to find out more about St. Dane's history. That would be interesting. And Press's
history. I think they should do a
too.
Whole, like, portion of the book. Be like they find St. Dane's journal.
I wrote a fan fiction about that once.
Cool stuff.
Well, I tried. I give up on every fan fiction I've ever I write, like, a chapter and then I'm done.
Well, I was reading a book almost for a while and I had, like, four chapters down and my computer got wiped.
That sucks. Anyways, we've been here for a while. Should probably wrap up this Circle of Klee segment. Send all your Circle of Klee ideas for next week, because we're not going to ask the topic till next week because we're really lazy. To howlcast@gmail.com. Voicemails are good too. MP3 or WMA format, preferably. Yeah. So, pushing on with the wrap up. Wrap up time. It's the wrap up.
Yeah.
With VL here.
Vol.
And Frauf is beside
Frauf.
Me. And Cinnamon is beside me.
Cinnamon.
She just woke up because she slept through the entire Circle of Klee segment.
I need to fall asleep. I was listening to music and it was loud and then I dreamt. It was pretty fun.
What did you dream about?
Is it Dendron?
Dendron.
Dendron. Well, I was lying on in a field or something. I guess there's fields there, right?
Probably.
Well, probably.
There's fields in most places.
Like, I don't know. I was laying in
not
a field where, like, that, and there's all these, like, colorful balloons. Like, you know that song, like...
99 love balloons?
99
yeah,
red
it.
Balloons.
Yeah, I was, like, playing that in the background. I don't know.
It's an interesting dream. Anyways, guys, excellent episode number 15.
Yeah, I was 15.
Sadly, it was the... We've always said you can't do Howlcast without the cloning games. We did it. We did the Howlcast.
I'm kind of depressed.
I am sad because I forgot to give the person the time that was supposed to do it this week. Sorry. That person will be hopefully on next week. Hopefully. If you're listening to this, please email me with a time that you'd like to do it, because I'm pretty much free anytime. Because I have absolutely no social life, so.
Yeah, but I do. I'm not free anytime.
I have a lot of stuff going on, too.
I have school.
I have work.
Preferably not during the middle of the day.
I have friends. Oh, I just gripped the both of you.
I have computer.
I actually do have a life, just not a huge one.
No, you've got a pretty sweet life. I'm being so terrible to you right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, can I, speaking
can
of...
Can I give a legitimate shout-out right
sure.
now? Happy birthday, Greg.
You already did that.
Yeah, I know, but I want to, like, actually say happy birthday to him.
Okay, guys, I got a story.
He's the coolest buddy
you
I know.
Got a story?
I got a story. Speaking of my computer life, I have a very addictive personality. And not in that sense. I mean, I was addicted to The Sims at one point, and Roller Coaster Tycoon.
And now you're addicted to...
And Insane Aquarium, too, I liked that one. And,
And you like this.
And also, I like, what was the other thing? Well, I mean, obviously chocolate. And chocolate milk, too. And Cheerios snack mix from the school snack machine. What? Oh, and Pendragon, too. but I got a new game, guys. I got Spore.
They can't see it. You should put a picture behind. Can you put pictures beside it?
You no. probably can. I can. I just don't want to put Spore in. That's called illegal.
How is that illegal?
Because I'm using their logo.
Yeah. It's copyright.
Oh, then fuzz it out.
But I love Spore. I've been playing it addictively for the past few days. It's like my life. Well, not really. But my people are pretty sweet on Spore.
They can fly.
It's like The Sims and like World of Warcraft, which I don't like, but I've heard it's pretty sweet.
You played it for like once?
10 days, I get to level 2, shut up.
Yeah, you didn't try at all.
You guys
Hex
help?
Decided to put you where you'd be auto-murdered as soon as you did anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he made it boring for you.
And I also, what else have I been like crazy addicted to? Nothing illegal, don't worry. But...
Crack?
You know, yes.
Not illegal. Just
he
crack.
Does everything illegal. He
Music.
Like, all banks and everything.
Yes, and I like... I'm a serial killer. Joking. We shouldn't make jokes like that.
No, it's not really that
We're
funny.
Terrible people.
Did you hear about that person, Jennifer Hudson's, like, mom and brother got shot and they found their nephew? It's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I almost cried. But people these days, this world is just...
It is a pretty bad world.
That's
Let's
all
read
You can't really
Reagan
say people
over.
These days. Murder's been a part of our civilization
yeah,
for
yeah,
a long.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
yeah,
pretty
we got
destructive. We're a pretty destructive race.
We are.
Yeah. But I'm talking about these days where we have guns and people who are angry about everything, like
well, we
angsty
had spears.
Teams. Yeah, but we got guns now. Gang violence.
Yeah. Well, also, well, there's always just a little bit of leakiness in everybody. I have my leak pin on again. Well, I don't have it on.
Yeah, we should probably take this off a depressing note.
Yeah.
Smile!
Are you leak? Everybody go to the leak or the Hallow store and buy the leak pin.
Because you are
leak!
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I say oh my goodness, guys.
A lot.
It's better than... It's not my fault!
Aww.
Hey, I disagreed with you at first, but now you're like forcing me to agree with you.
I'm not forcing you to agree with you. It's just, it's a habit. I have to say it at work, so I have to say it all the time now.
Anyways, we're very sorry that we didn't get an episode out last week. We meant to.
Like, I feel super bad.
No, we had no ideas. Really.
We really didn't. We're actually probably going to do one every 2 weeks from now on, because...
Well, no. We do it for 2 weeks, then off for a week.
I'm liking the idea of every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Bi-monthly. Or maybe, yeah. Because it's just...
Bi-month, it would be like every 2 months, wouldn't it?
No, that's... twice a month. So
yeah,
do all the stuff, vote for us on Podcast Alley if that link is still up. I'm not sure if it is or not. Buy something from Hallow Store and sign up for that Hallocam design contest. We've had one entry so far, we need more, please.
We have? Can I see it? Oh my goodness.
Well, they didn't actually design anything. They're getting back to me on that.
Oh.
You have one possible entry.
Probably.
I'm going to enter something.
You can draw something and enter it.
I will.
Yeah. Staff members are allowed to compete. I'm not going to be competing because I'm judging. But you know.
Do I get a say in the judging?
No.
You're a staff member. He's a...
webmaster.
That's it.
Yeah, but I've been around, like, since the start, and, like, I thought I was a pretty important member.
You are. Just not important enough to judge the thing that's going to go on a $200 camera.
Only you are important enough.
What?
Because it's his whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I help a lot, too.
I don't know. I have no say in this. I I shouldn't even be saying anything right now. It's just...
I'm so underappreciated.
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna fight for Frelf rights.
You know what I want now?
No, I'm gonna make pizza? A petition.
I'm starving.
Peanut
oh my goodness.
Buttered cookies.
You guys, so I hope this was a good show for you.
Me too. I hope it was very good.
I'm sorry for not saying much. I'm sort of...
She wasn't in any of her segments. Except for the intro. But, you know.
Yeah, we only did, like, two segments.
They were good segments. They were good, long, chunky segments.
Yeah, we're still not going to break an hour, are we?
Hopefully.
We never do. We did once. We usually had, like, 58, 59.
You guys better love our voice, because we're going to talk forever.
Oh, forever. Forever.
But that's going to get boring. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and it's almost 9 o'clock, and I have history homework. So,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, basically, that's all for Pendragon this week, I think. Remember, Raven Rises out May 12th, 2008, VL's birthday. And...
Yeah. It's beef day.
2009, not 2008, sorry. If it was May 12th, 2008, we'd already have read it. And I said Raven Rise too, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, 10th book comes out.
People listening to this might think that it's like a rerun or something.
I'm tired.
We should definitely do a rerun as a joke sometime.
It's just like said it again.
One of the weeks that we have off, we should just like put out an old episode.
Our
put out the first episode. Not even the first one. The really terrible one that we had to like...
We put that at the end of episode 10.
Did we?
Yeah.
That's right, we did too.
Mm-hmm. Very bad. Yeah, so book 10 comes out on May 12th, 2009, VL's birthday.
American calendars is beef day / new Pendragon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be here on that day. I might be in New York.
Yeah, me too.
But we...
Live.
Wow.
From New York. It's Saturday night, mean Hellacast!
Yeah, we could do it at like NBC Studios and everything too.
We just gave them all our ideas.
We're doing it anyway. We should do a live show from New York. we were just going to do that one as a joke, but we were just going to record an episode and put it out. We should actually do our next live show. No, nobody's going to come. We're going to do it over the computer like normal.
Who would listen?
Everybody.
When are we
going to
have
time?
We're going to be in New York.
So?
I'm not going to record a podcast when I'm in New York.
Why not?
I'm too busy.
It would be too fun, though.
Yeah, but
we're going with the band and we're playing at Carnegie Hall. Joking.
If we did.
That would be amazing.
If we don't go see Ren, I'm going to murder someone. No, the planner?
This is going so off topic.
I
want to
go see Ren.
Not that there's such a thing as off topic on the wrap up, but...
There's no topic for the wrap up.
A little skewed. Anyways... I would like to remind you all also kindly about the New Year's plot.
Kindly,
which is already in the works, the New Year's plot. We'll be releasing
most of the
little
thing planned out.
We do.
Don't reveal anything about it.
We're not revealing anything about it until the night of. Well, technically that's wrong, because we will be giving little hints. Not big hints, like tiny, tiny little ones. Like,
I think we should start it early this year.
Seriously.
Let's
talk about it later.
I don't think we should. It's just not... It wouldn't
Fine,
be
I
worth
guess
it.
We won't.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Of...
Keep listening to Hallicast. You might get some special little clips of...
Yeah, like, I love you!
That
wasn't a part of anything. I was really tired.
Just like that. Yeah, we're all really tired. So I think it's enough for Hallicast number 15 this week. I've had a great time recording this with my BFFs.
BFF.
Yeah, you guys have achieved like BFF status.
Yes. Oh, that was like fail.
That high five.
Like triangle high five.
That high five was the biggest failure I've ever seen.
Okay.
We need to take a picture of that, and that'll be the Hallicast trio picture. We're a Hallicast trio now.
I have an idea, but I'm gonna tell it later.
Okay, that's a good idea. Why don't you tell us after we're done recording? Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to. Thank you for listening to For Alphas and Idiot Cast number 15. This is VL signing off.
This is Cinnamon.
This is Fralf.
Signing off.
You better not put like the music over so that they can't hear my voice.
Oh no.
You said it
wouldn't
on the early
again.
Episodes. Anyway, this is Fralf.
It's time for Terra to I can't say it. What is it again?
Hey,
territory talk.
That's it. That's what we're on right now, guys. What are we talking about today?
I have a great idea. Why don't we start this segment over again?
I have an even better idea. I think this is going to contain major spoilers for her.
The Flipmino camera is... It's a really popular small little camera.
No! Nice. That's funny. Pick it up. It's Donnie.
It's camp.
Why did the ringtone just change?
That's so creepy. It's gonna talk backwards.
Hello?
Okay, well, that was creepy. So the ringtone changed.
That was unusual. Okay, anyway.
Period.
With Life Light. Okay. Oh my god, this is the second time this episode.
This is horrible.
This is ridiculous.
Just shows how popular you are.
Yeah, it's a long distance number.
Yeah, you got... So
most likely a telemarketer.
Got honeys calling from all over.
We gotta cut this part out anyway, so why should we talk?
Does nobody answer the phone in this house? I swear to God.
Full, you're just that popular that you have so many calls.
Anyways, back to territory talk.
Dude, we should totally do a show live from New York.
Wait.
Live from New York.
Oh my god!
It's Halicast, and the phone just rang for the fourth time this episode. I'm not kidding.
I was gonna say that looked like Steven's number, but it's not Steven.